code of silence that we don't dare speak. There's a wall between us and a river so deep. We keep pretending that there's nothing wrong. There's a code of silence and it can't go on.
I'm Alan Watts, this is Adam Patrick Barton's Pick 2012. I always suggest that you come and make use of the website while it's up there, cuttingthroughthematrix.com, and you'll find a whole list of sites on the first page. They're all mine, and they all give the same audio. Really, if you find sticking on download, you go into the comments, I try the other ones, because I try to spread the different files around there, and lots of people go into the comments at the same time. So all those sites carry audios for free download, over 1,000 of them, and they also carry transcripts in English for print-up, and if you want transcripts in other languages, go into alanwattsentinel.eu and take your pick from the choice offered there. Number two, you are the audience that bring me to you. I don't bring on guests who are advertisers and terrify you and sell you things that will make you live forever. I just hope that those who are listening get enough out of it. Well, I know they do already, but enough out of it maybe help me keep going along too, because it's expensive even to do what I'm doing here. And it's more than a job, as I say. It's beyond a job. It's a seven-day-a-week program, really, for what I have to do here just to keep this going. Number two, you can order the books and discs at cuttingthroughthematrix.com, and you can also donate as well through there. From the U.S. to Canada, remember, you can do PayPal, you can do international postal money order from the post office to Canada. You can also use personal checks to Canada. Across the world, you're stuck with Western Union, MoneyGram, and PayPal. Remember, as I say, straight donations are really, really awfully welcome. And if you go through the website, you'll find answers to the questions that many of you have to do with this system. The distance, if you're young, it doesn't seem right. It seems crazy, in fact. And sometimes, in fact, the intelligent youngsters who are asking questions will even think their parents are crazy for going along with it so kind of willingly and nonchalantly without even knowing what's really happening. We're going through big plan changes. This is the time for big plan changes. The whole of the 20th century was a time of big plan change, mind you, including the wars that were pre-planned. But the plan changes are big. All the different revolutions that we have, mainly cultural revolutions, are all plans to alter society to get them ready for the next step and the next step and the next step. And you'll find that they coincide with the Communist Manifesto, which is odd to some people because they can't imagine why capitalists would, number one, go along with the communist system. Well, the capitalists, you see, created communism. You can only get plan change in the Hegelian dialectic mode with having conflict. You need two sides to get conflict on the go. And really, it's to do with changing everyone's minds along the way through propaganda, massive propaganda through regular media, which is owned again by the same big bankers that own capitalism and communism. And their plan to bring in the world society is well documented, even in the late 1800s. Some of them in the early clubs which they formed in Britain published books about it. And then in the early 20th century, many, many more came out to get a world government on the go. They thought it was a natural evolution, but themselves being the most highly evolved, be in charge of it, of course. That's what they believe and still do today. So you're going through planned changes, planned long before you were born and your parents. And all the big crises that are created are necessary, they say, at the top, to bring about and fulfill these planned changes. They always make a crisis, and then they come out with the solutions. And they're quite open about that today. They actually boast about it in some newspapers occasionally. How can we use this crisis to our advantage? That's the common term that they use. And sometimes they'll say, how can we create a crisis to use to our advantage? So we're living through incredible changes, and we go into austerity, and we also redistribute all our wealth across the world, all your tax money, to their own corporations, the private corporations across the planet. Back with more after this.
Hey, Hey, meat eaters, the freeze-dried guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dried guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The Freeze-Dry Guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes six number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every Meat Eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our one-year-plus Meat Eater's units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the Freeze-Dry Guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
Don't answer it! How can I stop these annoying collection calls?
Imagine being free from your debt without settling. And with no payment plans, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days? And keep all your money? You can. It's called Zero Debt Guarantee. And it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet. And we guarantee the results in writing. Call now. 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. That's 800-477-9256 or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com.
Chlorine, fluoride, pathogens, and more are in the water you drink day to day. Do you want the ability to remove and reduce those harmful things in the water you drink? You can. How? With a Berkey water filter. A complete standalone gravity filter system that requires no electricity and no plumbing. Use for emergencies or for every day. Berkey systems come in 7 different sizes. Where can you get one? From GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com. With the purchase of each system, you get 50% off accessories, such as fluoride filters, water level spigot, and sport bottles. Plus, free shipping on all orders over $25. For a limited time, get 5% off all ceramic systems when you use coupon code RBN. Call GetBerkey at 855-GetBerkey. That's 855-438-2375. Or visit GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com.
Hi, I'm back. We do live in a society more controlled than ever, really, because before they depended upon propaganda, indoctrination through even from cartoons all the way up to movies and sitcoms and so on to get ideas of the next step across to destroy the old society. The old normals had to go, of course. And at the basis of it all was the family unit that had to be annihilated. And that's why they used labor for a long time. They came in and created a welfare state. And single-parent families were the order of the day, and so they built nothing but single-parent family homes for them all. And it's great business as well for child care and children's aid societies, etc., as well. But anyway, this is all part of the destruction of all that was to bring in the new, that which will be, as they say, at the top. And they did a very good job of it across the world. So, and once at the end of that era, once it was firmly established, the marriage was pretty well dead and gone, they start to destroy the welfare system, and now the single mums are in trouble because they have to try and find jobs in a market that simply doesn't have them anymore. There's just too many people flooding in. So everything that happens is always created by long-term policies, and I mean long-term policies and strategies. It always appears in the media as a sudden crisis, of course, but these are always the results of long-term strategies. And we find that there's so many different organizations and think tanks, as I've said, thousands of them, work constantly, some in double shifts even, all year round, every year, with particular problems that's given to them to solve. It can be only one problem, one area, for instance. It's no problem to do when then the guys who control them are the biggest international bankers in the planet. They not only run the money system that lends to nations, if we want to call it lending what to nations these days, they don't ship gold over anymore. But they give you blips on your computer screen and the country can start operating again. Of course, there's compound interest at the blips, and they want real wealth back in return. But they also own vast tracts of land. Technically, they own whole countries, in a sense, as well. So we're in a new feudal system, as Carl Quigley and others said they would bring in, this new feudal system with corporate CEOs all being the new feudal overlords as they go into private-public partnerships to run our lives, you see. Prisons are privatized. It's a for-profit industry now because you're free labor. Slave labor, just like China. And so the police in many countries now are being totally privatized by only two or three corporations, international corporations. We have big military industrial boys like Lockheed Martin running the nuclear industry on top of weapon warfare, etc., for Britain. It's privatized, you know, the fingers on the button, all that stuff. They're in charge of all that now. They're also in charge of the census for Canada and I think the States as well, which then farm out to the third world countries, mainly India, including your tax reform returns as well. It's all done in India through Lockheed Martin, for those who didn't know. We're completely privatized. And part of the idea of this is, too, is to do away with governments altogether down the road as the private corporations take over. And that's why they call it governance. That's a new term, of course, you'll find everywhere. We're not quite there completely yet, but eventually the trainers, we're getting there. And it's all a training exercise. Understand, these guys set out to work out the big plan in chunks of time. I mean, big chunks of time. Not just 5-10 year plans, but 50-year plans, 100-year plans, and so on. And that's what some of these think tanks do. Where shall we be in 150 years' time? Will we have accomplished this, this, and this? Or will it take longer on this particular aspect than that one? And this is what they're all paid for, often by your tax money as well. But they're owned privately, these think tanks, by the big corporate bankers, international families. There's not many of them, actually, but they own the whole lock, stock, and barrel. And one of these ones here is to do with, here's an article here, for instance, some sort of austerity is better than others, and it says Center for European Reform. That's only one of many, many groups out there as a think tank, and they pretend that they take in the people's, the general public's, emails and peruse them and give their opinion, but in reality it's a done deal, and they're part of the Center for European Reform as well. The idea being that the initial idea of a completely integrated Europe, that was pre-World War II, by the way, envisaged this particular type of system, where eventually they would decentralize government to a certain extent. It's kind of called communitarianism today, or the big society in Britain, for instance. And then what they do after a certain time of people finding out that they need some kind of government to deal with certain problems, then they bring in the totally integrated Europe, the completely integrated Europe, where everything comes from the central authority. They even said in the 1940s and 50s that this whole plan, laid it out actually, I've got their books here, and they said that... And eventually, they would take all sovereignty away from each nation, bit by bit, over a whole generation, maybe two generations, until people thought it was all quite normal, and it emerged into this new society. And of course, the bankers were to rule it all. You can go further back into Quigley's writings and others who worked with the Council on Foreign Relations on parts of this. And they also mentioned that H.G. Wells, another propagandist for the Royal Society and the Royal Institute of International Affairs, and the Fabian Society, as a co-founder, talked about it right after World War One, where he said that we might get our, through the League of Nations. He says, now this League of Nations is established, which is simply the precursor, the beta testing of the United Nations. He said that our bureaucrats now don't have to go through the higher politicians. He says bureaucrats can go and talk directly to other bureaucrats on equivalent levels in other countries and make their own legislation. That's what how he puts it, and eventually will be totally, totally integrated. That was, let's say, right after World War One. So there's no lack of evidence of what's been going on at all. There's simply no lack. lack of it. It's only the public have been kept in a dizzying helter-skelter of worries, of layoffs all these years, running for two or three jobs and working all at the same time just to get by as all of these upheavals occur, and then battered by the banking cartels, which really broke the bank on purpose at the time, knowing they'd lose nothing. In fact, they had meetings years beforehand saying the governments will have to bail us out. And that was part of the strategy, that to use those kind of crisis to integrate and bring up what they'd said as the Royal Institute of International Affairs in the First World War, that they would eventually create an international monetary fund, a World Bank, Bank for International Settlements, the Banks for Overseas Cooperation and Development, which have done all of that, and also the IMF would be the heavy, they would control all the bookkeeping of all the ex-countries. Even if you'd go into Karl Marx, he also talked about that, and so did Lenin, how the nations would simply fade away, like by magic or something. No, it was all the same plan, worked by the same boys, and through conflict and crisis, they would get their way. And so here we are today. We're watching countries get pummeled by the banksters, and massive compound interest rates. They'll never get out of it. And that's part of the deal. And every crisis that we go into serves the elite at the top. They simply say, well, we've got to integrate all the banking systems together now, too. So anyway, you look at this particular think tank, doing some sorts of austerity are better than others, and all that prattle, and then, as I say, you can go into the history of what's really, really going on, what's behind it, why is this all happening, and so on. Now, one of them is the European Commission plan to deal with failing banks. And this is from the Telegraph. It says, the European Commission will propose far-reaching powers for regulators to deal with failing banks on Wednesday, a step towards the banking union, of the European Central Bank. And it says, demanded, it says, to secure the euro's future. So to make sure the euro's future is going to go on, they'll continue giving you crisis after crisis until you all agree to go into this new European banking system, a merged system with the European Central Bank in control of it all, basically, which, of course, was written about, as I said, at the end of World War One. So there's nothing new under the sun. It's just new because the public have been reading the comics and watching the movies and playing themselves. And, of course, it's hard to remember all of these little snippets you get down through time from mainstream. They don't tell you much. It's just little hints of things. It's the books that are written by those involved in the big think tanks and in the global society meetings that you have to read. They're very boring, very dry, but they tell you what's coming up in the future. So, anyway, the European Commission's proposing the far-reaching powers for regulators to deal with failing banks Wednesday. And it says the proposal would suggest closer coordination between countries and powers to force losses on the bondholders of failing banks to prevent a repeat of the chaos following the 2008 collapse of U.S. investment bank, the Lehman Brothers. If it wins the backing of the EU countries and European Parliament, the law would represent a step in the direction of the banking union championed by the ECB President Mario Draghi. Legislation is unlikely, however, to take effect before 2014, too late for Spain, which could be forced to seek a bailout if it cannot refinance its troubled lenders. And everybody's energy right now should be focused on the current crisis, said Nicolas Veron of Brussels think tank Bruegel. I'm not sure we can afford the luxury of thinking about a permanent framework when the houses are burning. So, again, crisis everywhere, but the big boys are simply getting what they plan to get almost 100 years ago. Think about it. The Commission's 156-page draft will suggest giving supervisors powers to bail in or force losses onto bondholders of a bank so that taxpayers are kept off the hook. Well, they're not off the hook at all because they've already signed agreements with all this particular bank that when they demand $12 billion from you at any time at all, you're given 14 days to comply or you get fined if you're part of the European Union. Beautiful deal, isn't it? Hard to get these win-win, jobs. It's nothing like a banker. Back with more after this.
Hi. My name is David Stovenel, and I host a talk radio show called Operation Restore Christian America. To listen online, go to genuinechristianitynow.com, then click on the Listen Live button every Saturday at 10 a.m. Central Time. My primary focus is that the Protestant Freemason British Royal Windsor family is now apostate and making their final all-out attack worldwide in an attempt to force us to accept their satanic New World Order. I offer remedies of how to stop them. The British monarchy has totally abandoned their ancestors' genuine Christian faith and have returned to their effort to conquer the world through the sovereign's will, hidden laws, violence, terror, and deceit. Remember, to listen online, go to genuinechristianitynow.com, then click on the Listen Live button every Saturday at 10 a.m. Central Time.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, "The government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper." Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offeror can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
As many of you know, natural supplements are fantastic for your body and have zero side effects. You need to restore your body's natural balance. Theravim strives to carry only the highest quality dietary supplements and natural vitamins that can be beneficial in helping your body recover from the impact of daily stress, allergens, illness, environmental pollution, and the aging process. Why buy from Theravim? Simple. Theravim provides a rewards program. Earn $1 for every $10 spent, free health consultations, free shipping on all orders, and an additional 10% discount on every order when you mention the coupon code RBN. Call 866-647-4372. That's 866-647-4372, or go to Theravim.com. That's TheraVim.com. Theravim, the best supplements on earth.
Hi, we're back, cutting through the matrix, talking about this craziness. It appears crazy, of course, it always does, to do with banking, as though they just haven't got grips on what they're actually doing, and it's all confusion and all that nonsense. It's bogus to start with. I mean, the whole banking industry is utterly bogus. Has been for an awful, awful long time. It even started with the fractional reserve banking. That was bad enough. Even before that, when you actually did keep stocks of gold, you know, full stocks of gold, and they cover all the money you were putting out. Even then, it was full of compound interests. Where you could, once you do a loan out, you could never get yourself out from under it. It stuck there for life. The con after con after con. And then it went into fractional reserve, and then I think it went down to 11% of what you actually need could be kept in the bank. The rest you could loan out, and for every dollar you got in, you could loan out $11 out of nothing. Now, that's how they create loans and stuff. So it's all magic and nonsense and pretense run by the guys who do understand it, who are the economists, but they know it's a scam. That's what they understand. That's the only part you have to understand. It's a complete scam, you see. So under the con of money, they can put whole nations at ransom. They can break them, take them down into poverty, starvation, even if they want to. Even though everything's still there, seeds there, no farmers are there, factories are there, everything stops because the money stops to circulate. It's a con, and it's a powerful tool to be used. It's one of the most powerful tools, of course, on the planet, because most folk just give up and starve to death when they're told to. Amazing, isn't it? But it says here, every time the euro crisis begins to intensify, this is from Der Spiegel, a new idea for solving it seems to start bouncing around European capitals. This week, talk is focused on the concept of creating a European banking authority to keep watch on those financial institutions that are too big to fail. And with Chancellor Angela Merkel and European Commission Commissioner President José Manuel Barroso having discussed the idea over veal cutlets, so we can afford veal there, and white asparagus, but it's all organic as well, in Berlin on Monday, it seems likely that we'll figure prominently on the agenda of the European Union summit scheduled for later this month, it says. And we'll also talk about the extent to which we have to put systematically important banks under a specifically European oversight. This is the whole idea, as mentioned by the Milner Society, that were made up of international bankers and their sons 100 years ago. So that the national interests don't play too large of a role, Merkel said prior to her working dinner. These are midterm goals. And it says, the idea of a European Banking Union was floated last week by the European Commission as a way of ultimately clearing the way for using European funds to directly bail out needy banks. Needy banks? Can you believe it? Needy banks. On the continent, Germany has opposed such direct bailouts thus far due to the absence of EU oversight mechanisms. And what they really want is a more cohesive, more integrated financial system, and that's what Barroso was prattling on about too. He's been on about that since the days of when he was a communist. And Barroso also added that the European deposit guarantee should also be part of the discussion. A proposal broached last week by both the European Central Bank and the European Commission, he said that Europe must do whatever is necessary to ensure the stability of our currency. So one way or another, they're going to get, it doesn't matter how much it costs you, bailing out countries forever and ever, amen, they must keep this euro going. It's a big symbol, of course, of the integration of Europe, the single currency, although it's all a con anyway. And everyone must change and give up more sovereignty as they go into deeper and deeper integration. That's really what it boils down to. It was planned a long time ago. Remember, they've got their own anthem and everything else now, and history didn't start until they had a European Union. There was no history before that. It was just a kind of barbaric chaos and dark ages stuff. So we're living in fantasy, as I say, as it's put across in these ways, because, as I say, this was decided a long, long, long time ago, before even the two world wars. And nothing's really changed from then. And they never really changed their agenda. They simply, I think I'm going to get a problem. They've already got 10,000 ways to get around it because of all the think tanks that they've got working on it. Now, Canada occasionally acts very, very quickly on things. And I mentioned the massive omnibus bill yesterday. And every Canada, it's going to affect everybody. But we need 10,000 lawyers to reinterpret it. And luckily, we have some people in the world who have slight autism, and they become tremendous readers. You know, they get stuck on something, they get really into something, and they don't give up till they're finished. And hopefully they'll get into this massive omnibus bill and start making sense of it to all the rest of us, because we really need it very, very badly. It's a bath salts drug. This is the zombie drug they're calling it. You know, it's been out for a while, apparently. It's just a drug and an ingredient is to be made illegal in Canada. It's amazing they can just suddenly do that, eh? Because a guy eats himself or somebody else down in America. But it says, due to the latest Miami incident in which a man high on bath salts, is like they call it, attacked another man and ate up his ear and lips, the federal government of Canada has... Can you imagine actually reading this stuff these days? Eh? It's just like the movies. I always give you the movies first. And they decided to make methylene dioxypyrovaleron, it's called, the main ingredient used in the making of bath salts illegal. So the health minister, Leona Aklukak, it's called, she's called, announced Tuesday that the government would list the MDPV, that's the short version of the drug, on Schedule 1 of the Controlled Drugs and Substances Act. And I won't stop it, though. I think it's one of these crazies that go around. And it'll run its course one way or another until people get tired of the new cuisine, maybe. But apparently it's they sell it in little packages. And someone sent me a link to a picture of the packaging that you put on it so that you know it's actually this. It's not the real bath salt that you go and, you know, drink to your suds where you're soaking in suds. It's something else. Back with more after this.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
This is an important message from HempUSA.org. For our listeners who are advancing in age, baby boomers, and to all who want to be healthy, we urge you to try our microplant powder and see the difference it makes in your life. Please visit HempUSA.org and read about microplant powder. It's easy to take, one heaping tablespoon in any liquid three times a day. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org. Please inform your family, friends, and relatives about this incredible product. It can change your life if you give it a chance. So try microplant powder today. Call 908-691-2608. In this toxic world, microplant powder can help now in cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, viruses, fungus, and bacteria. Please download our catalog at hempusa.org today.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Huh. For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Hi, I am Alan Watts, back things to the nature. And in talking about the crazy things that happen in the world as the next phase of dehumanization obviously comes into effect. And the stories of the zombie attacks are all over the place. There's just too many to count. And just the other day now, some chef, who's a transgender, as I like to call it, in Japan apparently, got the surgeons to keep his family jewels, which he made a barbecue of, and even put out, you know, dinner plates for guests that paid about $1,200 a plate, apparently. And it's lucky it happened in Japan, because in China, you know, they like things live. They're still jumping about on the plate. They're quite something to see that. But still, this is how crazy all the things are at point to today. Everything's been crazy as they get in the fact that all this barbaric and nuts. Mind you, there are a lot of nutty folk out there, too, who've been told that they're all quite normal, and that's part of the problem as well, as this surfaces, and a lot of things you can't really talk about in any depth these days, but that's all part of it too. Now, we're in such a controlled society today, from birth to death. It's been there for a long, long time, in fact, long before the computer came in, for us anyway. And Oh Lucky Man had a good little scene in it, where the guy sets off from school, thinking he's going to get a good job as a salesman. He starts to learn what life's all really about, as opposed to what he's been taught us about at school. And he has a run-in with some intelligence agents at a nuclear station, and they know all about him. It's quite comical the way that it was done in the movie, where they even knew, well, when he was thrown out of school, who threw him out, and who his headmaster was, and all of that kind of stuff. They've been keeping records on everyone across the world in great detail from the late 40s, the police, because the police have always been a police state, whether you like it or not. That's a fact. That's how it really has always been. And that's in the States, in Canada, across the British Empire, everywhere, and France too. So nothing's new except they're better at it and put more information, plus the idiots give them all the information every day on the internet as to what they're doing with all their sock puppet friends. You know, what are you up to today? So, you know, and the sock, you tell the sock puppet what you're up to, and it goes right to your little clone, little you, with the virtual you inside the Pentagon, where they play games on it for predictability purposes. Anyway, Derbyshire Council is a good example to install £2.8 million worth of social care database with local authorities' children and young adults departments to replace 25 existing databases. Right? This is one area. This is Derbyshire. 25 existing databases with one single system. So they're announcing plans to improve outcomes and reduce costs by installing a new £2.8 million single database. The system will allow a range of partner agencies, including the police and a lot of private corporations too, the police, National Health Service, and schools to share information on children and young adults at risk. Now, since they've got the whole population down at risk, that means everybody, obviously. See how they word it all? Derbyshire, which employs 16,675 employees, currently has 25 different databases in place. The authority says that having multiple systems has sometimes made it difficult to staff for the staff to get a clear overview of a single family or child, as they have to log them to a number of different databases. Look at the employees all working on watching the children, you know, and nosy agencies. Eh? I mean, 16,675 employees, that's the welfare state for you. It's like the Stasi state, actually. Stasi state. That's what we're under. You know, Lenin said this too. I mean, Lenin knew a lot of stuff. Don't just, you know, throw him off. I mean, Lenin was top of the best bankers on the planet for his role in you know, the dictatorship for a generation, he said, and then the nations will wither away, which we're doing right now. We're all going private in chunks. But anyway, you've got to understand that he said eventually all these services in the West would become authorities. And there'll be so many authorities all vying for power. They'll be literally stepping on each other's territory, encroaching on each other's territory, that they'll be at odds with each other. We're at that today. There's so many these so-called services making big bucks, all fighting each other for supremacy, really. And that's happening in the States, Canada, everywhere. There's a lot of big bucks involved for every child to take away from parents. Big bucks. It's a growing industry. Here's a type of stupid thing that you get from media, and it's very, very common. Of course, I've watched this for years, but like it's a brand new thing. Eh? Child-targeted ads concern 90% of parents, it says. And it says the vast majority of parents remain concerned about the sexualization of childhood a year after the government pledged to tackle the issue. Government can't tackle anything like that. They can cause the problems. And then you get the go-ahead for all the porno stuff that ends up all over your TV set and in your books and then get taught at school. But they can't solve problems, you see. They're good at creating them. That's their job, is to create problems. And then you bring specialists in from private places to solve them. That's how they work together. But, I mean, imagine coming out with this today, like this was just happening today. It says, a report has found that 90% of parents are concerned by inappropriate adverts and billboards and music videos. Well, they've just noticed this. They've been doing this since the 1960s. You've got three generations or four generations of mums here, all getting further degraded. And that's why they sit with their child and watch the next bunch of stuff that's degrading, until what's degrading anymore? And what's sexualized? See, contamination, as Bezmenov said, takes time and it works through the generations. And they've contaminated generation after generation until literally the parents today think there's nothing really odd about watching somebody dance around the stage with the legs wide open and hardly a skimpy thing on at all, and the child's watching along with them. Come on, this is all part of the agenda. So let's scrub this rubbishy article from Yahoo, because it's just that, it's nothing but rubbish. The activist post, it says, 21 signs that this could be a long, hot, crazy summer for the global financial system. And it says it's shaping up to be very similar to the summer of 2008. It says things do not look this bad, and it did not look as bad in the summer of 2011, and things certainly do not look as bad in the summer of 2010. It's It's almost as if a perfect storm is brewing today. The global financial system is a finely balanced pyramid of risk, debt, and leverage, and in other words, chronology. Such a system requires a high degree of confidence. It's all confidence fixtures, you see, and stability. But when confidence disappears and fear and panic take over, the house of cards can literally start collapsing at any time. Right now we're watching the slow-motion train wreck unfold, and nobody seems to know how to stop it. Unless some kind of a miracle happens, things are going to look much different when we reach the start of 2013 than they do today. And it gives you 21 signs that this could be a long, hot, crazy summer for the global financial system. And they go through different articles here as to the signs and symptoms of the agenda, because this is the agenda. Remember, they also want the World Bank to come up to its full strength as well as the World Bank and the Bank for International Settlements that decides on all the debts and the defaulters and all the rest of it. So I'll put this link up tonight and you can peruse that, the signs and symptoms of chronology. And also, I've got a funny one too. Now, Al-Qaeda, it was a nonsense term that was brought up by agencies, basically private agencies or the CIA. And former British Secretary Robin Cook actually mentioned this. But it says, the widely known translation of Al-Qaeda, sometimes spelled Al-Qaeda, different spelling, is the base. Now, I can remember listening to a guy from, I think it was Afghanistan, trying to explain this, that it was a term that was used for all the intelligence services, CIA assets, for instance, that were left over from the war of Afghanistan and the Soviet Union. So they used to phone in particular numbers and would get through to what they called the base. And so the term was Al-Qaeda. But because it was a kind of a covert operation, they also had another name for it, because this is not the only translation of the ominous term. There's another. It's called Ana Reja Al-Qaeda. It's a colloquial term for I'm going to the toilet. A very common and widespread use of the word Al-Qaeda in different Arab countries in the public language is for the toilet bowl. The name comes from the Arabic verb Qa'ada, which means to sit permanently, not permanently, on the toilet bowl. And most Arab homes, there are two kinds of toilets, with the Al-Qaeda, also called the Hammam Frangi, or toilet, foreign toilet, and the Hammam Arabi, or the Arab toilet, which is a hole in the ground. That actually happened in Britain for a lot of immigrants and factories there. And it says, or literal Al-Qaeda. Why would a terrorist group call itself the toilet? Did Osama really choose the name this terror network after potty humor? The CIA came up with the name and are still laughing about it to this day. So the CIA came up with the name, you see. The truth is, there's no Islamic army or terrorist group called Al-Qaeda. There never was a group called that. And any informed intelligence officer knows this, but there's a propaganda campaign to make the public believe in the presence of an identified entity representing the devil, only in order to drive the TV watcher to accept a unified international leadership for a war against terrorism. The country behind this propaganda is the U.S., and that was said by former British Foreign Secretary Robin Cook, who was an expert, by the way, in Arabic countries and affairs. So there's the farce of that one that goes down the hole. And 500,000 people so far have been screened in terror checks to do with the Olympics. Up to 500,000 people from across the world are being screened to try and to stop next month's Olympic Games from being targeted by criminals or terrorists. But we'll have to go nuts if it's the Al-Qaeda here. The stringent security checks were designed to ensure nothing will be left to chance, said the Home Office. Officials from the Home Office and the Security Service have completed screening about two-thirds of the domestic and foreign accreditation applications from athletes, coaches, security staff, and media from more than 200 competing nations, it said. All leave has been suspended to MI5 to ensure the service has its full complement of some 3,800 staff for the Olympics, double the number it had a decade ago after the September 11th terror attacks, it's understood. And it says, no separate Olympic security unit has been set up. The threat to the UK from international terrorism is currently rated substantial. They always say that, when they do this. The third highest of five levels. They can't tell you how they know this, though. It's just a high secret, you see. And will not be increased simply because it does rise, it will be because specific intelligence indicates this rate has increased, perhaps because of a plot or because of a number of different circumstances which have raised the risk. It could be because the toilets are plugged in the games, and people can't go, there'll be thousands there. There will be too plugged, probably, because there's all these choppers with rifles pointing at folk and missiles on warships in the Thames. I think that'd be an all-go. It says the rating is set by the Joint Terrorism and Analysis Centre, based at the MI5's headquarters at Thames House in central London, but is independent of the service. So they can throw out all the cash on this nonsense that nobody watches anymore except the people involved. And why spend that kind of cash when you're supposedly broke? They always walk away leaving tabs of billions of pounds left to pay up years later. You know, sometimes 20 years later. I'm not kidding. For this extravaganza of farce. Now, another piece of rubbish I'm going to read tonight, too, is called Geoengineering in the Sky. Like, they haven't been doing it since 98. They're just talking about doing it, you see. They climatized a lot of folk out there who haven't a clue that it's going to be done. But if you can remember the light bulbs, the normal ones, not these rubbishy yellow things that give off a radio frequency off them, they contain mercury, but they have a white coating on them, because they knew from the days of about 1920 or so that the white coating diffuses the light and it seems to be brighter, right? Remember that part. And it says here, geoengineering a whiter sky, right? This is pure propaganda and rubbish. One idea for fighting global warming is to increase the amount of aerosols in the atmosphere, scattering incoming solar energy away from the Earth's surface, even though we're getting colder all the time. That was the coldest Copenhagen time, I think, forever, in the last 80 years, just the other day. But scientists theorize that the solar geoengineering could have a side effect of whitening the sky during the day. Wow. Like, we haven't been seeing that since 1998, right? New research from Carnegie's Ben Kravitz and Ken Caldiera indicates that blocking 2% of the sun's light would make the sky 3 to 5 times brighter, as well as whiter. It's going to be better for you. Isn't that wonderful? You'll choke and your lungs coughs up and all the rest of it. But don't worry about that. You're going to have a nice bright sky. Their work is published in June the 1st in Geophysical Research Letters, a journal of the American Geophysical Con Union, because it's another big con, of course, itself, too. Everybody's in it. It's a money winner for themselves. You know, if this goes back to nothing, they'll all be looking for work, you understand. So I'll put up this rubbishy article that just found out what will happen when you basically coat the sky in particles, just like a light bulb. And it, my goodness, it looks whiter, even though we're going into global dimming at the same time, because the sun can get through. Alabama adopts the first official state ban on the United Nations Agenda 21, it says. Alabama became the first state to adopt a tough law protecting private property in due process by prohibiting any government involvement with or participation in a controversial United Nations scheme known as Agenda 21, also called Millennium Project. I hope they also put that down in a whole bunch of other terms they use for the same thing. Activists from across the political spectrum celebrated the measure's approval as a significant victory against the United Nations sustainability plot, expressing hope that similar sovereignty-preserving measures would be adopted in other states as a nationwide battle heats up. The Senate bill SB 477 says, known unofficially among some supporters as the Due Process for Property Rights Act, was approved unanimously by both sides of the House and Senate. After hesitating for a few days, late last month, Republicans Governor Robert Bentley finally signed into law the widely popular measure, but only after heavy pressure from activists forced his hand. There should no mention of the law. It was made in establishment press, but analysts said the measure was likely the strongest protection against the United Nations scheme passed anywhere in America so far. The law aimed at protecting private property rights, specifically prevents all state agencies and local governments in Alabama from participating in the global scheme in any way. In other words, they can't take you off your land because they find a frog living there or something like that, you see. But you have to go into the whole Millennium Project as well, the Agenda 21, and you've got to go into your local councils and kick out that bunch that have just grafted themselves on without your electing them to represent the Agenda 21 group. So good luck on that. And Andrew Huxley, Nobel Prize-winning physiologist, it says here, that dies at 94. They all live to a fair age, some of these characters. So Sir William Huxley, the British scientist from an illustrious family whose boyhood mechanical skills led to a career in physiology, the mechanical engineering of living things, he called it, and a Nobel Prize for explaining the electrical basis of bodily movement, died Wednesday. He was 94. His death was announced by Cambridge's University, Trinity College, where he served as master from 1984 to 1990. And he was the half-brother of novelist Aldous and Julian Huxley. And he shared the 1960 Nobel Prize in Physiology or Medicine. Back with more after this.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
If you're the mother of a child with behavior problems, I'd like to talk to you. My name is Janet Lehman. I'm a behavioral therapist and a mom. I know what it's like when the child you love becomes a defiant, out-of-control child who disrespects you. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the program that tens of thousands of moms are now using to turn around their child's behavior. If you've heard about the Total Transformation and wondered if it will work for you, now you can try it for free. I'm willing to give away 1,000 programs today for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free. I know the Total Transformation works because I used these techniques with my own son and with troubled kids for over 30 years. Let me prove to you that it works by giving you the program for free.
Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
Heading through the matrix, and I'll put a couple of articles up on the Bilderbergs as well. Although you can go to the website and you get run down over the many, many years of what really they've been up to, you know, is glean some information from it. But forget them too. You've also got the G20 who arranged that. Did we vote for that? Did anybody get asked if they wanted a G20 or a G8 or a G anything else? Of course not. And of course these characters won the world by creating these private clubs. And it recruits your prime ministers and presidents to attend it. So what's the point in having democracy when they can just go and create their own private world clubs for world government and all the rest of it? What's the point of that? And even use your tax money to fund it all into the billions of them at a meeting and then make laws that affect every single one of you, like taking your cash off you and then throwing it across the planet elsewhere. Now, ATF Agents Point machine guns at an 8-year-old. This is one of the latest things that's happened. I'm sure it's happening all over as they create more and more organizations. Again, just like Lennon said, so many BATF, and you've also got ATF, and you've got the so many different SWAT teams now on just itching to go and shoot folk, you see. A Colorado woman has filed a lawsuit after agents from the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms and Explosives, the ATF, entered her home without a warrant and threatened her and her 8-year-old son while looking for a previous tenant who'd left the address more than a year earlier. They're always doing this mix-up. At least they didn't kill them this time. According to the filing from Linda Griego, it was on June 15, 2010, when officers with the ATF as part of the regional anti-gang enforcement task force. The only gangs you see now, folks, are the guys wearing the ATF gear, the black outfits, the masks, machine guns. That's your new gangs. I hope you realize that. Violet entered her home without a warrant, handcuffed, and pointed guns at her and her son, Colby Frias. They had multiple machine pistols pointed at my son, and I could see the laser sights on his body, and he began to freak out. When I was cuffed, I had to calm him down while the officers broke down his bedroom door. They're very, very delicate, these characters. Her legal action is against the Greeley Police Department and the ATF for illegally entering the home without a warrant. And to this day, they still have not produced a warrant authorizing it to enter the home. So, a couple of months ago, Frias and her friend over to the house, and the family ordered a pizza. When it arrived, the delivery driver gave a loud knock on the door. It scared my son so badly, he jumped over the couch to hide. This was 2 years later, and it still bothered him. Hey, I'm sure it would bother you, because me, even at that age, they know what laser sights are. You know, they know what it's all about. Yeah. This is not America. That's not the U.S. Yeah, you all know that. Everybody out there knows that. That's not the U.S. You have authorized gangs of terrorists wearing black, authorized by the big gang at the top, you know, the guys who own the country, terrorizing the general population. And this should not be happening. That should not be happening anywhere. And any day, that should not be happening. And there's so many cases where they storm any homes, wrong homes generally, and kill everybody there. Oh, oops, nothing happens. Disgusting. But that's not America, that's not U.S. At one time, there was gumption in the U.S. At one time, of course, that you had real families and you had two parents, and guys had something to stand up for, and other guys would stand beside them, too, in the similar positions. It's all been destroyed pretty well. Long-term strategies always wins in the end, you see. From Hamish with Southern Ontario, Canada, it's good night to me, your God or your God's goal.